Last week was a good one for community health clinics in Sonoma County. The West County Community Clinic celebrated their 37th birthday. The Petaluma Health Center broke ground on a new building funded by a $9 million grant. The Santa Rosa Community Health Centers trumpeted the hiring of a new leader drawn from one of the major competing health care providers in the area. All good. But Mary Seche, executive director of the West County Community Clinics, says the future looks even brighter for her organization and its counterparts, thanks to the federal health care bill that was finally passed earlier this year.
For over 40 years, community health centers have been part of the federal program to take care of people who are low income and uninsured. Under health care reform, a lot of the patients that we traditionally have taken care of over the years will have insurance. All the health centers have struggled for years to take care of people who are low income and uninsured, and we all have sliding scales, and so now a lot of those patients are going to be paying patients.
That will be a gradual transition, she adds, even though some aspects of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, as it's officially known, are already starting to take effect.
Just recently, the prescription drug coverage for Medicare patients started to kick in. In September, the provisions around young people up to the age of 26 being able to stay on their parents' insurance will kick in. The provisions for children to be covered will also start to be implemented. So the full healthcare reform bill won't be implemented for like 10 years probably, but the provisions that most people that we serve are going to benefit from will be implemented by the 1st of January 2014.
But that good news is tempered by California's persistent budget crisis.
Community health centers, even though we have this promise of most of our patients being insured, between now and then, we still are in this precarious place. And last year, a lot of the health centers lost funding because of the state budget. All of them actually lost funding. So we're just kind of hanging on until 2014.
Even before the expanded health insurance benefits are fully implemented, Seche says there is important funding in the federal health care bill to support and expand the national network of community-based health care providers.
There's $11 billion that is being put into the whole community health center infrastructure in the country. So right now there are 8,000 sites across the United States, and they're hoping to double that. There are 20 million patients that are served in community health centers right now, and that's going to also double. The model of care that we've been providing is going to be provided to a lot more people.
Locally, there are 9 community clinics and healthcare organizations serving about 110,000 people in Sonoma County. About a third of them are uninsured, Seche notes, although focused efforts to get medical services for all children here have been largely successful. That leaves another demographic as their next target.
Low-income adults who don't have children right now aren't eligible for Medi-Cal, and under health care reform, they will be, and also the income requirements will change so that more people will be eligible.
One reason community clinics have been identified for this level of additional funding, Seche says, is their history of emphasizing proactive preventive health care practices, an approach that has demonstrated effectiveness in holding down medical costs over the long run. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.